You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the United States has one of the highest rates of maternal death in the developed world. We'll find out why and look at what a growing number of hospitals are doing to keep women safe during childbirth. First, between now and the August 14th primary, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested primaries for statewide office and congressional seats to join us for interviews here on Central Time and on The Morning Show. You'll be able to find all of those interviews at wisconsinvote.org. Today, we talked to Jeremy Ryan. He's running as a Republican for Wisconsin's first congressional district seat, which includes Janesville. Jeremy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, give us the basic 30-second pitch. What do you tell people about why you're running?
I'm running because I think radical change requires someone radically different. I think that the system is so horribly messed up, and I think both parties are so horribly messed up that you need someone from outside of that, and that you need someone who's not playing a money game whatsoever. I'm spending less than $5,000 the entire campaign and self-funding the whole thing myself. Both parties hate me, and I'm certainly the most unconventional candidate in this race and probably any statewide race right now.
And what are some of your key issues that you're bringing to the public's attention here?
My main platform is legalize cannabis, save billions upon billions in prison and useless enforcement efforts. And then you can possibly spend all that money on actual dangerous drugs like heroin instead. And all of the money in prison savings. Ending Citizens United, taking money out of politics, making it so that corporations and special interests don't have the ability to spend more and have more influence than the average person. Shifting tax breaks from small and from giant corporations to small and medium-sized businesses. There's no reason why GE, who's right, they just moved, I think, hundreds of jobs right outside of our district. There were several people in our district that lost their job from that, and they've paid $0 in corporate taxes for the last 10 years. There's no need why they should get those tax breaks. Instead, shift all those tax breaks to small and medium-sized businesses, family farms, Main Street communities. I am in support of tariffs, but I'm not in support of how they're being done now. I think we need to impose tariffs clear across the board, bring value to the American workers, start penalizing companies that move jobs overseas that way. And last but not least, making it so that nobody who's convicted of a nonviolent victimless crime can lose any civil rights or be housed in any federal prison.
And can you talk about your background a little bit and why you feel it makes you suited to represent the people of the First District?
I've been a political activist, primarily in constitutional rights. I started the civil disobedience at the Wisconsin State Capitol back in 2011. And a lot of that, we did actually win court cases on that. And a lot of that had to do with police issuing unconstitutional orders and protecting the First and Fourth Amendment rights in the Capitol. That was before Occupy and all those movements, so it was one of those things that really took some initiative, and people were very resistant on all levels at first. It wasn't like it is now. I ran a political action committee defending Wisconsin Political Action Committee until I got shafted by the Democratic Party. We were supposed to be in charge of ground operations for the recall, on top of that, you know, I've just been pretty well known in the community for a while.
So you said neither party is a fan of yours, but you were working on the recall. You were protesting Act 10. How do you make the case for running as a Republican in this primary?
You know, I think, well, first off, Act 10 was a state issue, and this is a federal office. I think that what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to run as a progressive Republican. And Act 10 was a rather divisive issue at the time. My campaign now isn't focused on divisive issues. Part of the problem with the country is both parties want to push you into this corner of what divides you, where most people actually agree on a lot of different things. So this campaign isn't anywhere near as divisive as my activism. It's more or less focusing on where we agree, and we can bicker about the rest later. So it's a lot different than the activism that I did in 2011. I do believe that unions are an essential check to corporations' balance, but I also believe that as far as progressive politics go, it can transcend both sides. And really the only way to crush the two-party system is to have progressives in Republican seats or conservatives in Democratic seats. That's the most feasible way to do it. And so I'm trying to lay out a blueprint for how that can be done.
Whoever ultimately wins in November will be taking over for Paul Ryan, House Speaker, been representing the district for close to 20 years. How do you evaluate his term there? How would you distinguish yourself from him?
I think he's been horrible. Paul Ryan represents the big money system, and he always has. He's one of the biggest fundraisers for the entire GOP. Paul Ryan is the system. He created the system, and he's the biggest player in it currently. I mean, no member of Congress is raising the money that he's raising. And so I would distinguish myself from the money. Paul Ryan does whatever he's told by his handlers. I don't have any handlers. I'm not taking in any money. I'm not getting paid anything. So what I would be more worried about is what the constituents have to say. And if I was elected, I would hire people to be in my staff that disagree with me, too, so that every constituent has someone in my office they can talk to, not just people who are going to agree with me or who feel exactly the way I feel. And, you know, if I'm not taking a bunch of fancy dinners with lobbyists and getting 300 bottles of champagne paid for by lobbyists, I might buy one myself here and there, but paid for by lobbyists, then I'll have plenty of time to have dinners with constituents instead.
Talking to Jeremy Ryan about his campaign for Wisconsin's first congressional district. He's running in the Republican primary. Now, we saw in your campaign filings, you have a Madison address listed, not in the first congressional district. Do you live there now? Would you live there if elected?
Yeah, if elected, I would live there. The way congressional races work, it's by federal law. And federal law just states that you have to be a resident by inauguration. And Wisconsin has a 30-day residency. So if I were to happen to win the election, then I would have about approximately 30 days to get an address and establish residency in the district, and then the other 30 days to actually make that residency legally established. And then by inauguration, I'd be able to be legally sworn in.
I want to get your take on another issue or two. You mentioned tariffs, marijuana, a couple other things. I wanted to ask about immigration. If you were in Congress, what kind of priorities would you have on immigration issues?
The way I see it with immigration is that I have a very simple immigration policy. The people who are here, I think they should be allowed to be here, be allowed to legally contribute without any repercussions, without any fears. As long as they're not committing crimes, they should be able to be legally here. And I think statistically it shows it's only a very, very, very small percentage of immigrants that are committing crimes. And then we should have a path to citizenship that's not based on some senseless test, that's not based on tens of thousands of dollars in attorney fees. It's based off of their contributions to society. So maybe every 5, 10, 15 years, we relook at it and look at what they've contributed and consider a citizenship after that.
And then the issue of health care. Paul Ryan and others in the Republican Party have been trying to repeal pieces of or all of the Affordable Care Act. What would you want to do on health care issues?
My biggest plan on healthcare is to cap the profits that insurance companies make. I have metastatic brain cancer and a congenital heart condition, and I've seen the astronomical amounts of money that treatments cost on all aspects of the healthcare system. We need to cap the profits that they can make off of everything. But when it comes to the Affordable Care Act failed on a basis of logic before, but the system before was failing too. But the reason why it failed was its logic. If I burn down your house, and you know I burned down your house, but I'm not getting charged for it, and then I offer you to pay me money to rebuild your house, how much sense would that make? What the Affordable Care Act did, it did some good things like ending pre-existing condition, lifetime caps, keeping kids on until they're 26, their parents' policy. But what the bulk of it was a massive handout to the exact people who created the problem, expecting them to fix it. And that doesn't ever work in any industry.
As we start to wrap up, make the case to Republican voters or voters who vote on that side of the aisle next week why they should vote for you.
I think I'm the only candidate that is focusing more on where we agree. I'm also the only candidate that you don't have to wonder if they're paying more attention to the money than they are to you, because I'm not taking any money. And I am indisputably different. If you're tired of what's going on in Congress, then you need something different. And I'm the type of person that can reach across the aisle and when needed, tick off both sides of the aisle. I've always been very aggressive, and I always will be, but that's what we need right now.
We'll leave it there. Jeremy Ryan, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Jeremy Ryan. He's running as a Republican for a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives in Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District, which includes Janesville. Farmer Kevin Adam Steen, a Republican candidate in that race, joins us this time tomorrow. Between now and the August 14th primary, candidates who are running in contested primaries are joining us for interviews on Central Time and The Morning Show. You can find all the interviews at wisconsinvote.org.